They were shot in the mud of the tail, broken legs. You can see where one kangaroo's been hobbling around with a broken leg and his stomach hanging out. And then they've reshot him again. He had three holes in his back, and not one of them was above his kidneys, which I've got photos of on the phone. And there's others there just shot in the back. They're not shot in, like, in the lower chest or in anywhere in the chest where they're supposed to be shot on a mitigation permit.
And do you think that it is somebody with a permit that perhaps has done this?
I'd nearly have to say it would be, because the person that owns the property won't put a professional re-shooter on, apparently.
And how long have you been a professional kangaroo shooter for?
This time back in the game, after 15 years away from it, I've only been back in it 6 months.
And have you seen this occur before on this scale?
Yes, at different times I have, yeah.
And but have never, you raised in, your concerns?
Not in the scale it is today, no. Not mustered up and shot, no. I can't say that word. I've never seen a mustered up and shot like this or drove into a corner.
And have you raised these concerns?
I have, mate, yeah. I've contacted the Department of Environment and Heritage in Toowoomba. I've contacted the licensing branch for macropod management. I've contacted the Kangaroo Society of Australia, and I've contacted the local Warrego Watchman.
And I also
went to the police about it too.
And what are you calling on? What are you calling for to happen in regards to this?
Well, I want the kangaroo industry, like that, we're monitored. Every time we pull the trigger on a kangaroo, we've got to record the kangaroo we shot, which has got to be head shot, nothing but a brain shot. We've got to do a TAFE course to use a firearm to do this, to get a permit from the Department of Environment and Heritage to shoot macropods. We've got to do a TAFE course to do accreditation for MeatSafe, safe food accreditation, all this. And we've got to do everything by the book. We've got to record every rule and everything. There's no one recording this out here at all. There's no one monitoring. Department of Environment and Heritage are just issuing these permits to the graziers. They're not coming out counting the kangaroos to see if they have got a root problem to start with. And they're not checking to see if there's, when they're shooting females, there's not, no one's checking to see if there's any joey in the pouch and all this sort of thing. There's no roo being recorded. What? How many are they shooting?
So better management and better reviewing.
Yes, it just needs, if they've got to issue these permits for the graziers to shoot the roos, why not let the professional shooter in first to take what he can out of it? Let a professional shooter do it. Supply him with ammunition and he'll go and shoot the roos on his way round of a night time. While he's making the living he's dependent on, while he's doing that, he can shoot the roos on a mitigation permit. He can record all the does he's shooting, how many joeys are in the pouch. Do it that way. Not just let ASSA shooters come out here, or anyone that was from the Gold Coast or anywhere that wants to come out and spend a weekend shooting, come out and shoot the roos for them. If they got a roo problem, shoot the roos themselves or get a professional roo shooter in.